Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Idiot! I'm sitting on a gold mine!
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it.
Taking paws off me, you damn dirty ape! This town needs an enema!
It is most non-heinous.
Welcome to Comic-Con's, a geek podcast for the rest of us. Who are the rest of us? My name is Nick Stevens. With me today. We doing an alias today?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Oh, wait. Are we recording?
Yeah, we're going. Tell the people who you are.
Well, for those who don't know, and I'm sure there might be one or two dozen that don't, this is the voice of the mighty, mighty El Diablo.
The El Diablo.
The biggest dick in podcasting.
Okay, now, you mean a large phallus? Is that
I'll be honest with you, I'm uncomfortable with using that word phallus around me. Nah, I mean, this is a voice that people who were fans of the other show.
Oh, the other show. We're going to talk about that?
The Real to Really show.
Oh, the Real to Really. The short-lived.
Short-lived, but very much appreciated. And often nostalgicized? Is that romanticized? Is that the
sure, yeah, you can say that. Yeah, either one works.
That I was a part of that.
I'm going to need you to actually get up on that mic a little bit more, though.
Because you're
holding it like...
How am I holding it? Describe.
Do you want me to get you a mic stand?
No. Okay. I'm okay with this.
Are you warm enough?
It's natural. I'm warm now.
Okay. Because yes. We're in the garage here. Very special episode. You're a special guest. You haven't been... We haven't done this together... In a long time. You haven't been on the Comic-Con show before, but you and I did the...
I would correct the record. I was on one
episode. Oh, yeah, you were. At the end of that joint. The X-Men joint.
I was promoting Real or Really at the time. and you saw how the numbers plummeted after that.
Real to Really was a fun show. You know, for the kids out there that are listening that don't remember what it was. It was a little get-together gig where the two of us, along with Mr. Ceezy... himself.
Mr. Ceezy.
You know, we talk about movies and music from the 80s and 90s.
This is true.
We'd switch it up.
Yeah.
When we talk about movies on this show, of the nerd variety, of the comic book variety, of the Comic-Con circuit. See, some people, they listen to the show, they're like, what the fuck, you're not even talking about a comic book movie. No, we're talking about The Thing. We're talking about Buckaroo Banzai. You know what I'm saying? We're talking about shit that you see, anything that could be cosplayed up. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. We talk about it.
You know, you did a really good job of explaining... You know, what this show is all about.
Yeah, I tried to.
May I make one suggestion?
Sure.
You use that same level of brilliant communication when inviting someone to do a podcast. For instance, I didn't know we were doing a Comic-Con's podcast today. I thought we were doing a Real to Really. Like a nostalgia episode, a reboot or whatever.
So that's why I was asking if you wanted to do a comic book movie, man.
Well, I didn't. Well, that throws out the whole plan of what I had planned for today. Jesus Christ. I probably should have listened a little bit harder than I...
You want to talk about something? You got something on your chest you want to get off?
No, I want to... this is your show.
You got a burning desire?
I've got plenty of things on my mind, Nick. But you know what? It is probably the wrong audience to go through some of the things on my mind.
I'll tell you what. Let's do it. Let's jump into it. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Because after all, you know, we talk about the human condition on this show sometimes. Sometimes we rant and we and we wax rhapsodically. You know what I mean?
Wax rhapsodically.
Yes, we do.
You know I don't even know what that
we
means.
We saunter down the beaten path together, man.
Okay. All you right. know? This is deep. It's going to become an NPR thing.
If it was NPR, I'd be like, okay, and we're going to talk about something that's going to be very close to our hearts. And Mr. El Diablo is here to talk about things from his perspective.
Mm. And then I got to get real loud. Like I've never been on an NPR program before. Yeah, motherfucker. This is some bullshit. I'm angry. Ah!
How excited are you for 2018?
Well, I don't really know about 2018.
Okay.
Nick, I'm already in 2020.
Oh, okay. Shit.
Over? Yeah, call me Andre 2020. Because, like, I can't do 2018. 2017 was so brutal.
Mm.
I was like, you know what? Fuck that. I got to get this stink off of me. And 1 year removed is not enough. So I had to just leapfrog 18 and 19. Right. So I'm on 2020.
So you're quantum leaping the fuck out of this. Well, absolutely. I guess you're leaping forward. He always leapt back. We make a lot of quantum leap references.
Didn't he leap back up at some point in time, though?
I think at the end.
What? So he was always going backwards?
He's always going back in time.
I'm not so sure about that. Yeah. I never watched the show, but somehow I don't feel like you know what you're talking about.
Oh my God. I mean, we use a snippet of their theme song in our intro.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of, you know, just long enough so that we don't get sued. You know? But 2020, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's going on in 2020? Tell me, since you're in 2020, what's happening? Who's running the country? What's hot? How is Avengers Infinity War both 1 and 2?
When I say I'm already in 2020, I'm not physically in 2020. I'm not time traveling here. You know, I just mean the mindset is one in which where it's like, hey, you know, let's just move past the shit that was holding your boy El Diablo back, right?
Okay.
And move on to a new trajectory.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And let's just fast forward the process a little bit. You know?
All right.
However, I'm still doing all the same shit I was doing from 2 weeks ago.
And
I appreciate it. As do you. You look a little aged.
Oh, God damn.
But that's because I haven't seen you since you had your son, you know.
Right.
I mean, last time I saw you looked a little older too because you were doing the married thing that ages people from time to time.
Mm-hmm. And the job I was working too. The job I was working at the moon base in Tahiti.
Uh-huh.
And they were beating the shit out of my soul. I mean, my soul was, I fucking hated that job, you know what I'm saying? I was getting up every day dreading it, you know, but now I'm in a good place, better job, even though that moon base is temporarily in hiatus right now.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't know about moon bases at all, but same time, that shifty looking mustache is still,
still
a distraction for me to take you seriously. Mustache. Man, you gotta get rid of this
thing. Oh, man, you think it's too dastardly? You think it's too villainous, you know?
Nah, it's just not good. Like, and that's a problem with this whole generation right now. Like, the era of a believable mustache is like, Steve Harvey is the last, ambassador for that.
Come on.
What? I'm just saying. That's a believable mustache. I'm not saying it's the best. I'm saying it's the believable mustache.
It's got credibility.
Yours is not very convincing. Mine isn't convincing either. Mm-hmm. So don't take it personally.
You
know what I mean? It's just the fact that, hey, you know, sometimes some people have the it factor when it comes to the stash. You, sir, do not have that it.
I have it?
No. I would really consider, like, letting your wife give you some advice on that. If you want to see the strength of your marriage, have a talk about, hey, like, honestly, is this working? Or are you a little creeped out by this too? You know, and just see how she responds.
Well,
I could be wrong.
I
doubt that I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure I could be.
Are there any looks in this century going forward that are good to go by? Like, for example, Henry Cavill had the mustache, tried to hide it on Justice League. You know what I'm saying? Tried to CGI it out of the film.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Never seen the movie.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Oh, yeah. Oh, by the way, I guess the listening public should know.
Mm-hmm.
I have a total disdain for comic book movies, and I try to avoid them at all costs, which is why I'm a perfect compliment to this show.
Okay, so what is your favorite comic book movie? We'll start there.
Ooh,
just dive into it.
The Care Bear movie count?
Oh my God.
I remember watching that as a kid.
The animated one?
Wait, there was a...
There was a live action one where they would rub up against each other. Oh, I guess that was...
Big furry bears. That's gay. No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, there's a couple. There's a handful that are good. Wait, have you... I mean, you've been doing this show pretty regularly.
Yeah.
Have you not run out of comic movies yet? Or, like, you know, no, haven't you addressed them all?
No, we haven't. No,
really?
There's so many. Well, especially because we don't... And we haven't even touched on all the MCU Marvel movies. We haven't even... We've barely done all those. We've only done, like, one or two of them.
Uh-huh.
Because a lot of them are so much recent, so we've really only done, like, the newer ones.
MCU. Is that...
The Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Cinematic Universe. Okay.
Wait, it's good to have another person on the show who doesn't follow the show, because that's initially what the premise of the show is supposed to be. It's two guys, you know, who aren't just strictly nerding out about shit all the time.
Right.
It's because it's not that fucking serious. It's not that fucking deep.
Oh, it is that serious. You know? And it is that deep. These things make a shit ton of money.
But we would do movies like I said at the top of the show, we would do movies that, like, more obscure sci-fi shows too, that anything that would kind of fit into, like, that world. You know what I mean? So
how awful is this conversation for the two people that listen to this podcast right now? How awful. Hey. You are having to mansplain what the show is, and we're already, what, 10 minutes into this already?
Okay. Well, let's go forward then. You know? Let's go forward. Let's
well, no, it's your show.
Let's go back to 2020.
Go back in 2020?
Yeah.
Well,
talk about what you want to talk about.
Well, no.
You're the guest. You're the guest.
Well, I'm the guest, but that doesn't give me the right to put my muddy ass boots all on your couch. You know what I mean?
That's not nice. It's not the right thing to do when you're
I did put my feet on this couch.
Yo, couch, nigga.
Like, it doesn't make any sense. I am a guest on a show that you have run and operated faithfully.
Okay.
You talk about comic book movies, let's talk about a comic book movie. Doesn't really matter to me.
Okay,
let's
go. Since you're negative guy.
Well, right? I'm not negative at all. Jesus Christ. These people don't know me like that. Why would you
you said you're make the biggest, the villain? You said you're the biggest dick on the podcast.
Oh, yeah, I am. I'll stand by that.
All right. So if you, Mr. El Diablo, okay? You know.
El Diablo is biggest dick in the world of podcasting in Espanol, in case anyone didn't know.
My captain of condescension, you know, my signore of cynicism. You know,
I don't think signore is good Spanish, Nick.
What's the, there's been a few that you liked, right? There's probably some ones that you fucking hated. What are some of the ones that, like, were hyped? Like, give me one that was hyped as, like, the best comic, one of the best ones out there that you were like, nah.
All right, so let me just stop being all coy about this, all right? I've watched my fair share of these comic book movies, right?
No, yeah.
I don't take them seriously at all.
No.
It's almost as if, like, now... This is my beef with the comic book thing, right? So as a kid, I think the first one I remember watching is one of those Superman motherfucking movies, right? And good Lord, that was awful, right?
The Christopher Reeve joint.
Right. And then, like, when the first Batman came out, that changed everything.
Of course.
You know what I mean? To watch that movie now with a straight face, I'm just like, what the fuck? Why did the world stop for this shit?
I still love it. I still love it.
Yeah, I know you would.
It's so good.
You
got to separate yourself from it a little bit, don't you? When you watch some of those older ones again, you're like, huh? Because some of the campiness that you ignored as a kid is even more... in your face now as an adult. You're like watching this shit now, you're like, oh, nipples on the bat suit.
Oh, no, well, see, but you're going way deep. No, I literally meant the first one, right? Like, the first one just doesn't hold up, not because of any campiness at all. It's just not a very good movie. You know what I mean? It's just not. And why did, like, grown-ass adults get excited about this shit?
Yeah.
I will tell you why. Because they didn't think it could be done, right? Well, at least not done that well. Right.
They were just psyched to see it on the screen.
Right.
Right.
It's a pretty awful and slow movie. I even look at the Dark Knight stuff. I feel like that was another milestone. Like, when Dark Knight came out, I was like, wow, you know, this is the shit. I go back and watch it now, I'm like, you know.
Oh, hell no, man. This movie's still good.
I'm just saying. And then I think so there's two more.
Yeah.
And so.
This is going to be a controversial episode.
When Iron Man was done, Iron Man was done so well.
Yeah.
That it was almost like, what the fuck? This has changed
everything,
right? Because they made it work. It was something that was so conceptual.
It started the MCU, too. Created the world.
Yeah. And then, like, and I think the Avengers, like, the first... How many have they made now?
Ooh,
exactly. So, like, the Avengers movie, just putting it all
technically
together...
Technically, only two Avengers movies.
All those sides. Like, if they would have just stopped making the fucking movies after the Avengers 1 movie... Just like we're done. We brought all this shit together. We built it up to be this one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just walk away from this and everyone just go make some indie flicks or something like that.
But there's so many good stories. I mean, you have to think of these.
No.
So these books have been around since like the 60s.
Uh huh.
You know what I'm saying? And there have been so many stories since then written that, and so many really cool, interesting, good stories. I think that's what makes these movies what they are. It's the characters. It's the human interest in those characters. It's not just the, you know, the bam, pow, sock, boom, you know what I'm saying? It's the human element to it. I think that's why the Batman 1989 movie still holds up in a lot of ways, because it's the first comic book movie to have more of that human element to it. The suffering, you know, the drama, the flawed character of Batman, you know, and not just the Adam West Batman just showing up, you know what I'm saying? Like, here I am, I got shark repellent and I'm carrying around a bomb. I'm not going to throw it on that bus full of nuns, you know? You know what I mean? And some of it's a little too, like, I think.
God bless Adam West, too, by the way.
I think, if anything, they're too dark and too gritty sometimes. It's like, whoa, you guys are doing a comic book movie. Let's lighten it up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's broken away from it being about kids and the parents taking the kids to it, and the parents can get into it, too. It's now it's more like they know that their audience are teenage boy body men. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
I am pointing to myself.
Yeah, you are.
35-year-old men who grew up on this shit that are the ones in charge making the movies now.
Yeah.
These nerds grew up and now they're making the movies for their fellow nerds. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I think other people don't even know the stories. They aren't even into the backstory of these characters. They dig it too because it's like, they're just fun. You know what I mean?
I want to get behind you on that, but I'm not. And I'll tell you why.
It's too much, you're saying. It's saturated.
It's saturated to the point now where it's like, it's not interesting. Like, I tried to watch, what was it, Spider-Man Homecoming?
Yeah.
How many different reboots of Spider-Man have they done now? And they're trying to make something that sticks.
Mm.
And I'll be honest with you, it's not like it was bad. It's just I didn't care. Ooh, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I literally
didn't care about the
didn't ones, care. And they're just going to keep building it up and keep building it up. I'm like, yo, and at some point in time, you know what? I would make the opposite case where I think it would be more interesting if they became more action-packed, more action-driven than what they are.
Yeah.
Like that human element aspect of it, save that shit for the comic books. Like, yo, for fucking $18, entertain me, motherfucker. Yeah. Like, I can't take a grown-ass man. Like, you got to think about some of the actors. This is how bad it's gotten now for Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
If we just talk about the business of it, right?
Right.
So the business of Hollywood is being held up and propped up through these punk-ass superhero movies, right? You got, like, critically acclaimed actors who have to dress up in costumes in order to put food on their multi-million dollar estates and fine Amazon tables and shit, right?
Sure.
I had a point I wanted to make from that, and I don't remember what
You're not buying it. You're not believing it. Because you see these guys dressed up in like costumes.
Well, no. Yeah, I'm like, no. I think the point I'm getting at is it doesn't, you don't need to act through this shit. You just need to amaze, titillate the senses a little bit.
Like, I think if we're doing that, then you might as well just be doing a Transformers movie.
Yeah.
And I think
serve their purpose.
And I think the reason why they do well, why they do financially, they're carried mostly by international audiences.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they do really well overseas.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And then so Transformers 1, 2, 3 don't do so well over here, but they do well enough because they get like China revenue and they get, you know, big enough with merchandise over here, so they do more sequels. But overall, critically, like, they're not as good because, like, again, like, you can wow and amaze with, like, big explosions, but people get tired of that. Like, I get tired of, like, a superhero movie, for example, where, oh, my God, there's another explosion in the sky, and you got five dudes with capes running towards that explosion in the sky. We gotta go. Come on. 5 more seconds. Countdown. You know, somebody might die. Somebody dies. They bring them back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So when they change it up, and I think Marvel is getting its hidden strides with their formula because they're changing up with the different characters and stories. Like, we're going to stay away from the big explosions. We're going to have some action scenes in there, but we're gonna we're going to choreograph them to the point like that new John Wick movie, like the John Wick and the John Wick sequel, and even that Atomic Blonde movie, like the fight choreography in those movies, it's fucking amazing. I think it was refreshing for people that were like tired of big explosions. And I think the Marvel movies are starting to go that route too.
But, I mean, again, I gotta push back on you a little bit because that's what the comic book was all about.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be fantasy. So if you want to bring that shit to the real screen, I don't need a thespian trying to like really act out some bullshit ass like confrontation around a table.
Samuel Jackson trying to like fake motivate a bunch of superheroes and shit. I mean, the fact that we even say superheroes is goddamn annoying.
It is annoying.
To hear Samuel Jackson, who says, this is a bad motherfucker on it, right? For him to say, the world needs superheroes or some bullshit is a little frustrating for me. So all I'm saying is...
But at the same time, in Civil War, when they try to kill that motherfucker, and then he comes back and he raises the badge off and you see his fucked up eye and he's like, you should always watch your back. And he's looking at the guy who fucking betrayed him, Robert Redford. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
He delivers. It's Samuel Jackson. Like, nobody else could have, you know, we couldn't just get somebody walking in on stage. Or like, if we really just wanted to have the boom pow, you know what I'm saying, of the sensationalness of it all, then we could just get anybody in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, he could just be like Will Smith in Suicide Squad and be like, oh, hell nah. You know, it's like, everybody, come on, man.
That was another awful one too, by the way. I mean, to be fair, I mean, and I feel like I'm coming off as a little bit of a hater. Like,
it's so okay.
As far as Marvel is concerned, I'll be 100% honest here. As far as Marvel is concerned, they make much better movies than the DC side of the ledger, right?
DC's having a little bit of a hard time.
And I think one of the reasons is because they don't lose sight of the fact that, you know what, we need to blow some shit up in here.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
DC, on the other hand, and this includes the Dark Knight trilogy and all that stuff, where it's like they try to get into that human element part, and it just drags on because at the end of the day, this is Christian Bale, putting on a fucking costume,
phenomenal actor,
putting on a costume,
and Dark Knight Rises drags,
and the action is not as in your face because they try to make it so gritty and realistic.
And they won't.
It's hard to really get your head wrapped around the fact, like, I don't really care. Like, this is supposed to be an adrenaline rush.
Right.
The reason why I don't think it's Transformers is because Transformers is hard to get your head wrapped around because of the scale of the size of robots, and they try to make these robots have personalities.
Yeah.
That shit is corny. But you can blow shit up all day in Marvel and just keep it moving. You don't need to have a real, love affair between Penny Potts and... Tony Stark. Is that right?
Yeah, you're good. You got it right. Look at you. Credit. Yeah.
Or Peter Parker in the new chick.
Right.
Or racist dad. You know what I mean? Like, just saying. Oh, wait. No. He was down with the swirl.
Yeah, he was the swirl.
He's down with
still,
the swirl.
It was still funny, though.
My bad. He wasn't a racist. Something about him that was a little off, though.
I think you didn't appreciate how he had a black daughter because he was like rubbing it in Peter's face. Like, yeah, that's right. I'm down the swirl. You know what I mean? It was almost like he was too into it. And that's why I think in your head, subliminally, you were thinking, he's a racist.
Yeah. I don't know. I think I just don't remember the movie that well.
I just overanalyzed
it. Actually, I just contradicted my whole point. Oh. I'm sure the internet will point that out. So, yeah, I don't know, man. I just wish that the whole thing... I guess I'm on the Bill Maher side of this, where it's like, these are cool popcorn movies. But what happened to... I mean, I'm looking at your garage now, and I'm looking at my man Christopher Walken right? Like, I mean, he's an old man, but you're not going to see actors of his genre anymore because it's like there is no genre. Like, who are the new stars? Why is Robert Downey Jr. still playing Iron Man at this point in time?
Because
there's no other options for him.
I do think about that a lot with these contracts and how long they've been doing these movies. Like, how long realistically can these people play these roles? And these guys, by the way, I mean, people know this is public information. These guys are like, they're not in their 30s when they start playing these roles.
Nah.
Like, they're already like pushing 50 because they're in their 40s.
Yeah.
With the exception of maybe like Chris Evans in the Captain America role. He's probably close to our age. But a lot of those guys are like up in their 40s, like upper 40s. Like,
right.
How longer can they realistically, like Mark Ruffalo's ass playing Hulk? Sure. CGI that motherfucker, motion capture.
Right.
But these other guys, like,
Well, I mean, and that's how they get away with, I feel like you're going to see less and less FaceTime with Junior. You know what I mean? Because throw their helmet on. those crow's feet are becoming crow's goddamn wings out here, man. It looks bad. I mean, it is what it is, man.
So, let's talk about something.
Okay.
Avengers Infinity War. You saw that trailer, and you texted me, and you were like, man, that trailer.
I did. Guess where I texted you from? Mm. Watching the Ocho.
Oh, yeah?
Star Wars 8. Yeah. Which I've coined the Ocho.
Okay,
the Ocho. A movie that I actually enjoyed.
You enjoyed it. Good. Yeah, I liked it too.
And I love the fact, I think I enjoy it that much more because people have panned it.
Yeah, I love that about you.
Yeah.
You didn't like this?
Not contrary.
I loved it.
Yeah. I ridiculed my own mother on Christmas about this.
Oh, man.
But that's neither here nor there. Infinity Wars, right?
Yeah.
That was the question? Yeah, I mean, sure.
Stoked.
I mean, the trailer did get me excited, but, you know.
Seeing all those motherfuckers in one movie.
Yeah.
And I feel like somebody's got to die, right? Like one of
the, that is the problem that I have with this. It's very predictable.
Right.
You know, let some people die. You know what I'm saying? Kill these
Raise
motherfuckers
the stakes
off.
A little bit. Raise the stakes a little bit.
You got a million and one heroes.
Yeah.
Like, yo, let some bad guys get some notches on their belt.
It's a weird thing to say, like, heroes, because, like, they don't want to call themselves heroes in the actual movie because it is corny as fuck. It's like when Arnold Schwarzenegger's portrayal of Mr. Freeze in Batman and Robin, when he's like, get the heroes! Get them!
Yeah.
And you're like, wait, hold on, but your cause is, like, your cause. Like, the real villains are, like, they don't acknowledge somebody else being a hero because the real true villains in movies are, like, my cause is my, like, this is what I'm fighting for. Like, I'm not going to acknowledge that you're a hero. I'm the fucking hero.
Right.
But you just killed 30,000 people. Don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying? This is my cause. Like, Magneto, he's not going to call them heroes.
Magneto.
He's like, I'm killing humans because I fucking grew up in a concentration camp, motherfuckers. You know what I mean? Like, and you see his side of things, and you're like, oh shit, like at least I get where he comes from. He's not gonna flat out say, hey, you heroes in yellow jumpsuits and spandex.
Right.
We should kill you guys. You're not gonna kill a guy if you really think he's a hero.
You know what they should probably do? They should probably get away from just when you said Magneto, I was like, ugh, it just feels
what's a Magneto?
No, it's not that. It's like in the comic book. It works, but on the big screen, it just sounds utterly ridiculous.
That's why they go first name.
They got to go on a first name.
They don't drop it that much.
Like, but they should.
You won't hear somebody be like, I don't know. I guess Thor's Thor, and Captain America's Captain America. But like, they'll be like Tony instead of
awful
Iron Man.
Is that?
They'll be like Steve instead of Captain, because they know. Like the good writers, like they know. They're not.
Yeah.
They can't be like Iron Man. What do you think? Well, I'm dropping a deuce right now, Captain America. Do you mind? You know what I mean?
Captain America.
You know? Let Tony drop a deuce in peace, you know?
Yeah.
No, they're going to be like, Tony, what's going on over here?
How are they going to deal with the Black Panther thing? You know what I mean?
Get that mana shield.
In
Wakanda, we have technology.
Yeah. The trailer looks dope. I actually, when I
already
heard
got
about
Black
it,
ticket,
I bought the comic book, but I didn't have the comic book, so it did make me buy it and try to read it, and then I just got
you couldn't get into it
bored.
Yeah,
no, it's just too much going on.
Yeah,
it's just too.
It was a newer one or was it like an older one?
No, it was the original.
Okay,
I bought it mint on Kindle.
Oh shit!
No, I'm kidding. But I bought it on Kindle, which is not the same as having the actual.
Sure.
Book.
I bought the comics in digital before.
Really? Do you enjoy that?
Not as much as the actual page turn.
Yeah. Just.
But when you're on the train and you don't want to be fucking like carrying books around with you, you know what I'm saying? Plus the nerd in me and shit, you know, is like,
I can't leave any of them at home.
Right. I don't want to.
Gotta connect the pieces.
I don't want to, you know, get it fucked up in the bag or like bend it or, you know, fucking mess it up.
Have your little plastic slip cover with you at all times. Your dumb gloves.
I did it out of convenience. But then I didn't like it. Like, at first it was a convenient thing. Like, oh, you don't have to go to the store. You can just download it, like, right here, you know? Yeah. But.
So what are your thoughts on Infinity Wars?
Dude, I mean, I'm ready for it, man. I just hope, like you said, like, I just want them to up the stakes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think this whole thing is basically this whole journey we've all been on, right? With these movies, you know what I'm saying? It's all culminated to this point.
I thought it culminated at Avengers.
Well,
the money got too good to him.
Well, no, they assembled the team.
When your dick gets wet, when your dick gets hard, dick got wet.
But they,
you don't. It doesn't stop.
But
here.
They build the universe.
That's why they keep bringing Spider-Man back in so many different variations. It's because
they're going to keep going.
It's a moneymaker.
Right, of course.
And that's
the
frustrating part. I'm sorry.
But story-wise, I mean, they dropped his ass, Thanos' face at the end of Avengers. Everyone's been stoked on it since. They've just been teasing him and teasing him and teasing him. It's been like just the tip all the way. Use one of your favorite analogies. You know what I'm saying? And all of a sudden, here we are. You know what I'm saying? Look, but don't touch, don't taste.
But you know the problem. When it went south for me, mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, it was Avengers 2. Avengers 2 is when it went south for me because like that was a money grab.
Yeah,
that really could have been a good movie.
I know.
But they fucked up the whole what you call it, the robot shit.
Ultron, yeah.
Ultron, they made that because like between the cartoon, the comic book, like he's an actual. It's not. It's some deep shit about
cold,
what he's. Yeah,
he's a cold motherfucker.
And they try to make him kind of like humorous. And
they added a human element.
Yeah, like, what was it? Bill Hader? Not Bill Hader. What's his name? James Spader. Yeah, Bill Hader is.
They brought James Spader back from Stargate. He's been chilling, waiting by the phone, waiting for Stargate 2 to happen. He's like, "Come on, guys, come on!"
And he's got such a cold voice. Well, that could have been the shit. And again, it made him like this bumbling. I didn't like it. I remember in the trailer
for that. I was so stoked because I heard his voice.
Right.
And I was like, "Oh shit!"
And then since then, I think I kind of turned on the whole industry. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
because like all jokes aside, I felt like they could have Avengers 2 really should have been Infinity Wars.
Right.
That would have made perfect. Right, you could have kept doing all these little spinoffs and shit, but that was a money grab right there.
Yeah.
I felt like that was a bit selfish.
It felt like they were trying to sell more action figures.
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely. What was the point of that movie?
The story was like, it was so rushed.
Yeah. You know,
like, I still enjoy certain aspects of it. Ultron is a fucking cold, calculated killer. Like, he just wants the world to basically fucking end.
Yeah.
Just run it with machines. Like, the Matrix before there was a Matrix, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking horrifying. But no, they just downplay that to be like, no, he's going to drop
a city
and create and kill a bunch of people, but at the same time, not kill everybody.
Right.
I don't even remember what he was trying to do.
I think he was trying to kill everybody, though.
But with the city?
I think by dropping the city, it would have been the culmination of a nuclear bomb.
Okay. So maybe blocking out the sun and...
It was going to be something ridiculous. But again... It's a fucking ridiculous movie in the first place.
Nobody cares.
Like, nobody gives a shit. I don't know, man. I'm just not. I've turned.
I hear you.
I've turned to the dark side.
I don't blame you. Speaking of dark side, so Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Now, we reviewed it on the show already.
Am I cheating your audience by talking about a bunch of shit I know that you all have already covered?
No, in some form or fashion. No. We'll talk about some. We can talk about some new shit, too.
Putting the black guy
spin I'm going to get to some new shit, and you can put some spin on it.
Before we, because you wanted to talk Jedi, right? I mean, the Ocho?
The Last Jedi was just my segue into the new Star Wars universe.
I do want to address this Black Panther situation real fast. I'm both excited and terrified about this one, right? Like, I think it has the potential.
This is going to be our segue into non-comic book movies. I know it. I can see it in your eyes. Like, you're going to take us down a place.
I mean,
because you got a rant.
No, because like there's a part of me that really believes that this could be the best one.
It's on track right now to be the largest solo outing superhero movie of all time.
Yeah,
with all the box office,
and it makes sense.
And that's insanely awesome. That being said, when I bought my ticket, I bought it in one of the theaters around here that you reserve the seat, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Pay the extra to get the nice cushy seat that leans back, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With a Fandango card. It's not like, you know. I don't want to let people think I'm...
Well, I mean, this brings in revenue, doesn't it?
Right, absolutely. No, so, okay. I'm the only seat so far in the whole...
For real?
Yeah. I mean, granted, we're a month out. But with all the hype on it, I was like, man, there's going to be at least... You know, because when I did that with Star Wars, I got my Star Wars ticket probably like 2 weeks out. And it was like fucking sardines. Granted, I know Star Wars is an epic life force and Black Panther's a new concept for a lot of the common folk, if you will. Not the fucking average layman, you know what I'm saying? Your average layman on the street, you ask what Black Panther is, he might think you're talking about the 1960s, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
There's no about Jack Kirby's awesome creation and the Wakanda and the technology and, you know. So... I get that, but I was still surprised. And then again, I was like, I think about where I live, and I was like, oh, because I live in Rob. You know what I'm saying?
And there's a dynamic, there's an orientation, and there's just, unfortunately, there's a stigma. And so that's that. That's all I can fucking say about that. Mm-hmm. But it surprised me, because I'm reading about the hype, you know what I'm saying? And I want that hype to be true. I think that'd be fantastic, because I think it looks fucking amazing. Mm-hmm. The trailer looks fucking sick. And it just looks different compared to some of these other movies that we've seen from them.
What do you mean by different there, Nick? No, I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you. I'm fucking with you.
Yeah.
Different to me. You trying to say all black cast, kind of different.
No, you racist. God damn it. You and Michael Keaton both hate black people, don't you?
Nah, you make a lot of good points. One, I think you will, if you want open a night, right?
Right.
It'll probably, it might not be full, but I guarantee it's going to be a lot more black people that you knew that lived in this area that show up to that movie
that I never thought lived around here.
Exactly. Right? Because, I mean, that's the thing about that's going to be so cool about it is because you're going to generate a new interest just because you get to see, like, a credible actor, a well-known black actor.
A credible cast.
Absolutely.
I mean, Angela Bassett up in the mix.
Yeah. Like, what's it? What's my home? Well, is my homegirl from... what you call it? Lupita?
From the Force Awakens.
Yeah. I think she's in it too, right?
Michonne from Walking Dead.
Right. Michael B. Johnson is in it. So, I mean, they got some real credible cast, right? And I think black people are going to love that. Just for diversity's sake, it's going to be refreshing, particularly in some of the political
environment. And you got Martin Freeman from The Hobbit.
You said what?
And you got Martin Freeman from The Hobbit.
He's sneaking in. Yeah, I saw that. Well, you gotta have one. He's probably in charge somehow too.
It looks legitimate too. It's not like It's not meteor manned out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was.
It's not exploitive. You know what I mean?
Right.
And those movies had a place, especially in the 70s. They had their thing. They had their mission. But like, it's not just that. That's not just their selling point. They got a credible cast, and it's gonna fucking own it.
If I'm not mistaken, I think you're familiar with Ta-Nehisi Coates. So he's kind of, he's not kind of, he is, how best to describe him? He's kind of like, he's been described as the James Baldwin of contemporary social politics for whatever it takes. So he talks a lot about race, the plight of the black American struggle, this, that, and the third. Really brilliant man, I think he's actually been contributing to the actual comic book. I don't know if he's gonna have any say on the movie. I would assume that he's been consulted to help as far as the writing and development of the overarching plot line. So that's exciting, right?
That is exciting.
All that being said, the reason why I'm terrified a little bit is that it might not be good. You know what I'm saying? And I think it will get probably more praise and more criticism than it really deserves just because of the black issue.
Right.
You know what I mean? And that's unfortunate because, I mean, how many fucking other of these movies have they made just keep it going? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know, man. That and the fact that it's only one out of the whole fucking universe.
Right. I know.
You know what I mean? Let's not really make it seem like this is a whole lot of progress.
Right.
Like, I don't know, like, wasn't the whole world in a bit of a tizzy when they said the new Spider-Man was going to be black? Not on the screen, but on the comic book, right? Don't they have a black Spider-Man, a black Peter Parker?
Yeah, Miles Morales.
Miles Morales.
And he's got his own animated movie coming out.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is going to be kind of cool. And that's going to be in theaters.
Right.
Around Christmas. So I'm hoping that, you know, that's kind of groundbreaking too. It's like, you guys, by the way, P.S., you should have been doing this years ago. Well, making your animated movies. Because they make so much money in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
But B, highlighting another popular character, a black Spider-Man, that's popular in the comics, that's a win-win. You know?
It is, but in a way, I kind of would like to see, like, I don't know, new characters be brought to the fold. Like, Luke Cage, Black Panther, Storm.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more than...
I want to see Bishop. I want to see Bishop in the old X-Men. Like, they kind of dropped him in the newer movies, but they just gave him one line and he shot somebody. And I was like, I want to see him, like, come out.
Yeah.
Or, God forbid, they could do what The Flash does on the CW and just cast different races in different roles. Like, why do they have to be...
I feel comfortable with that.
I think it's cool, like, because they got... they made Iris black. They get, you know, they had Wally West black. You know what I'm saying? I thought that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Because... It's not it's not the 60s anymore where like all the characters like in, that you're reading are just like white and then like, you know what I'm saying? It's,
I get that, but this is what I'll say to that. This kind of like with my beef with that whole play Hamilton, right? Yeah. I'm the one asshole on the planet that has a problem with Hamilton. Yeah. And the reason is, it's like, yo, man, let white people have your shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think it's a situation where it's like, well, we need some diversity around here, so let's just make...
Oh, you think it comes off too forced or whatever?
Absolutely. Okay. Like, I think it needs to be authentic to a point where it's like, hey, now, last I checked, you know, Batman and Robin have been a couple of white lovers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's nothing wrong with that. Like, I think it would be weird if all of a sudden you had a black Batman. Just come up with a new character. Like,
I think that'd be kind of weird too. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
But a black James Bond, like an Idris Elba James Bond, he'd own that shit. You know what I'm saying? That character's probably more open to like, you know, race interpretation, I feel like.
I'm not that big on that.
Yeah.
I'm honest with you, that doesn't really excite me. I would rather see like a brand new, like a new movie James Bond, like something else that just shows that, hey, we got black spies too. You know what I'm saying?
Why does he have to be James Bond?
Right. Yo, we need just a new one. You know what I mean?
He could just be
whatever the name is going to be for that guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, and like, and so the whole point about Hamilton is like, people love that shit, this, that, and the third, but I'm like, Alexander Hamilton was white than a motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? Like, what are we really trying to get accomplished here? I get it. You know what I'm saying? You want to make it inclusive, but I don't... If someone was to come up with an MLK movie, right? Mm-hmm. Like an MLK play.
Oh, no. Don't even do it.
And like Martin Luther King was like, I don't know, motherfucking
Hispanic.
Ben Affleck or something.
Okay.
It's fucking insane.
Right.
It's insane. So like, let's not get too caught up in forced diversity. Right. I think it's just we need diversity of ideas and openness to new things.
We need race
things.
Diversity, but we don't want to cram it down people's throats.
Absolutely, because I think people have a negative backlash. Like, what's mine anymore? I mean, all this shit is ours, and these are characters. I mean, this is all mythology, but at the same time, it is kind of rooted in certain elements that I think should be preserved to an extent. We just need new characters.
What a lot of people don't know is when they cast Samuel Jackson as Nick Fury, there were people out there that were like, but Nick Fury is white. Because Nick Fury, they had grown up reading the 70s and the 80s, he was white.
But they also elevated to a black Nick Fury in
but
the comic
But a lot of people
didn't
know that. In the Ultimate Avengers, the artist who took over for that, he was like, you know, I always kind of envisioned like a Samuel Jackson type. And just drew like, the dude looked just like Samuel Jackson in the comic.
Yeah, he does.
And everybody was like, holy shit, that's kind of cool. Why did he draw like Samuel? And it just took on. It took on. And people loved it. And even when Brian Michael Bendis wrote for him in the comic, it was Samuel Jackson. You're reading the comic. Not only does he look like Samuel Jackson, like motherfucker sounds like him in the panels. Like you just hear his voice when you're reading it. And so when they did that, that was groundbreaking.
Right.
But that wasn't the same as kind of like just forcing that issue. So I totally
right. And while Nick Fury is a big deal,
right,
he's as far not, as keeping the universe together,
right. Yeah, he's not.
He's not the main guy.
Right.
So I don't know. Anyway, I'm looking forward to it. I hope it's a good movie. I probably will not pay any money to go see it at the movie theater. I will watch it on my Fire Stick.
I will watch it on Thursday night. I will review it that weekend. I'm going to get my friend James Powell on the show.
Because I have to have another black guy watch the movie and review it with me.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? Because I told him about it. I was like, hey, man, you going to see Black Panther? He's like, because I'm going to do it for you. He's like, well, you know I got to do that show with you. And I was like, well, yeah. He's like, you got to have a black guy do the show with you. You can't have two white guys talking about Black Panther. I'm
sure you can. It'll just be dry.
Yeah, I know.
Dull. I want to see if they include, like, do they? So, I mean, because that's the other thing about it. It's not like Black Panther is like American. He African than a motherfucker, right?
Right.
He from some made up country.
Wakanda.
First of all, you have to have some. Yeah. The only sophisticated society you can have is this made up one.
Well, they, hey, look.
I mean, come on. That's kind of blatant racism.
They met us halfway. You know, it was
it's not ridiculous. Halfway. And we got this whole continent with the original civilization of people. Yeah, we'll just have to make up something where there's a whole lot of technology that's totally removed.
Well, they wanted to come up with a birthplace for vibranium, which is the element in Captain America's shield. So,
why the fuck couldn't that shit just shoot off of a meteor and just be here?
I know.
This whole thing, you know, it is what it is.
But what I like about Black Panther in the comics, at least, I'll be honest, I didn't read a lot of the older ones when he first came out on the page, like way back when he had a cape and his suit was kind of had a bluish tint. I've seen the artwork, but I didn't read it back then. I didn't read a lot of the old Avengers comics. I like the modern interpretation of him now, where he's more of a recluse with his wife, by the way, Storm in the comics, and him, and they run their kingdom. And if anybody tries to come to them and, like, you know, Reed Richards from Fantastic Four has come to him in the past and says, hey, we need your help for this thing. He's like, no, I have Wakanda.
Yeah.
And that's your shit.
Yeah.
This is our world. And that's your shit. And I kind of like that isolationist view of him. And ultimately, the only Jesus, motherfucker. Nick,
what are you, separate but equal over here?
The only motherfucker.
What, segregating a lunch counter's next? What is wrong with you?
I'm talking about him, like, not buying into all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I like that interpretation of his character, a guy who's been jaded, who's seen the war, who's seen the struggle, who's seen death and suffering, and he refuses to
subject
his own people. And what's cool about it is the only person that can usually get him to kind of come around is Captain America and their friendship and their relationship. And I think, like,
you mean that blonde-haired, blue-eyed white man?
But I hope that they play that up a little bit in the movie, like their friendship, because I think they hint at it a little bit in the trailer. He's like, "Get this man a shield," and I hope they bush that, because I like that friendship in the comics. So, way to bastardize what I'm saying. And
I love it though.
For the audience out there, look, okay, we don't discriminate on this podcast.
I discriminate all the time. On and off the podcast, Nick. You speak for yourself.
We say some racy things on here. You know, we just take it away. You know,
nah, it'll be a good one.
That was a good one, Juice.
Isn't Snarl from Egypt?
Yeah, technically, Cairo, yeah. Right? Yeah. But they marry and they like, yeah. And she becomes like his queen in the comics, right. in various interpretations.
So is Halle Berry going to be in this movie?
I hope so.
Damn. I don't think she will be.
I know she won't. He'll have a new lady, a new love interest.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see.
We will see.
I like that it's not going to be necessarily an origin. I mean, they'll probably give us some flashbacks, but it's picking up where we've already left off with the character. So that's kind of cool, too. Because, I mean, I get tired of the origin stories. You know what I'm saying? Where it's like they cram in, like, in 30 minutes, like, how the person came to be. You know what I mean? They don't really have to do it with this character. They can just kind of give it to us and be like, hey, look, he's been Black Panther. You know what I mean?
And then they'll probably have to cram in some shit.
Yeah, they probably.
Long and slow.
Yeah.
Coming from the biggest digging podcast.
Human element.
All right, so you want to talk about the Ocho.
The only thing I was going to say about the Ocho was that in itself has become kind of, has the risk of becoming oversaturated too, because they're going to keep making Star Wars movies, of course. That Han Solo movie coming out, that's had trouble getting off the ground for a while, and it had inspired like three different directors, and now they're talking about reshoots again, and like it's coming out, but you know, it could be the thing to make or break it, but it's not, let's face it, it's not going to break the fucking Star Wars. You know what I'm saying? They're going to keep making this shit because they're going to keep making billions of fucking dollars.
Yeah.
But that could be oversaturation too. You know what I mean?
I think it depends on how they go about it, right?
The whole time I'm looking at, by the way, for the folks at home listening, or driving in their car sitting in their cubes wondering what the hell they're doing with their lives or in the future, I'm expressing this point, my point, various points to our guest, and he's looking like right through me, like, what is this motherfucker even talking about? Like, why do we even care? Why am I even here? You know, why did you even drive down here? You know?
No, I was looking at you right there so I could make sure that I could just remember what I was going to say to contradict everything that you had to say.
Oh, okay.
That was the whole point. I had to focus.
Gotcha. You gotta focus.
If they're going to make offshoots like Rogue One, mm-hmm. which, again, had that. The reason why I love Rogue One was because it was so dark. Because everybody had to go.
Everybody died.
Everybody had to go. Yeah. If they bring some of that shit into what we were talking about before, that would be really good.
Dude, how cool would it be if Captain America dies? I mean, I don't want him to die, but it'd be kind of cool if he died, right?
Yeah.
Because then it would up the fucking stakes. Like, oh, shit.
I want a couple people to die. I mean, I need more than just one.
Who's your top pick to die? Who's your guy? Iron Man. I know you're sick of Robert Downey Jr.
No, actually, he owns that role. I'm not even mad at the Junior for
at the June. I like it.
June bug. I'm not mad at him at all. Even though I think he's actually, he might be having a little bit of an identity crisis because I don't know where Robert Downey Jr. and Tony Stark
meet.
No, come apart anymore. It's almost as if like this is who he is now. Yeah. Like,
are you even playing a character? Or do you just walk on set and just do your thing?
Junior,
yeah,
you know, or Starkey. But I suppose if I had to pick one to go,
yeah,
and only one,
yeah. Let's make the show interesting. You know, people are listening on the edge of their seats. They're wondering who they're gonna say. I tuned into this podcast this morning because I thought they were gonna give me.
something, their opinion that I value so much. They're not even rating a movie, they're just ranting.
Do they have to be a significant one or one that just annoys me?
Just one that annoys the shit.
Definitely the guy that plays Hawkeye. He's got to go.
Oh yeah, he should go, huh?
He's pretty awful.
It's a shame they kind of fucked him over in the first Avengers movie. They didn't really give him much to work with. He did his best with what he had, and then they tried to bring him back in the second one in a big way by giving him a big backstory, and it's like, eh.
Yeah, that has to stop now.
Yeah.
What about you? We'll go tit for tat. Let's kill off. Are we gonna talk about the Ocho Oro? We don't have to, no, but if you want it. To, let's kill off some Avengers. So yeah. If we had to kill off one, my first round pick. Number one, top of the board, Hawkeye has to go off of annoyance. Yes. Not significant, yeah. Just annoyance. It's kind of sloppy.
Yeah.
Who goes for you? You get the second pick. We're gonna get up to five.
With five, okay.
Yeah.
So I'll save my big one for last. But oh. I think you gotta kill off oh my god, says.
Yeah, this has to be an annoyance one. This is an annoyance pick. Not significance yet. We'll get to significance. Significance will be round two.
Who annoys me? Agent Brand, who is Nick Fury's right-hand person, the chick from How I Met Your Mother, she just annoys me. Why is she there? I don't like her. I know she's not part of the Avengers, but she's in that crew, and I just need her to go. You know what I'm saying? I need her to like go and like I need Thanos to like just choke her out or some shit.
Jesus Christ!
You know what I mean?
What about the Me Too movement?
Hey, what about me? You know?
Right.
Hashtag what about me?
You want a grown-ass alien man? Put his hands around
okay
a attractive young white woman's neck
and squeeze her body.
Yeah. I'll be honest with you, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna win a whole lot of friends like that.
Well, you know, I'm not trying to win any friends.
So we got two insignificant people who are annoying the shit out of us that we want off the island. All right, so the next pick is going to be a significant pick.
Okay,
right?
Who's your second pick?
That's a significant character. Mm-hmm.
Significant character. Remember, you got to pull from the Guardians of the Galaxy, too, because they're all in this, too. They're all in this movie.
Yeah. That's significant.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you, man. Fuck, man. Can I pass? I got to think about this a little bit more. This is what the big decisions are making. Yeah, this is prime time shit.
I'll go.
Okay.
I got Drax from Guardians of the Galaxy. Now, he's significant, and he's been going for Thanos this entire time. I feel like it would raise the stakes so much more if the guy who's gunning for Thanos since the onslaught of this, since we've seen him on screen basically saying, Thanos is responsible for my family's death, he should be one of the first people to go up against Thanos and one of the first people that's killed.
Yeah.
For them to raise the stakes. We know it's not going to be Star-Lord, and nobody wants it to be Star-Lord, to be quite honest. We know it can't be Gamora. So Drax would be like the sacrifice for the Guardians to pull together and maybe expand their team because we know that those guys aren't going to be doing contracts for the rest of their days either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then again, he's a fan favorite. A lot of people like him. A lot of people like the dry humor. They like Dave Bautista, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's my second pick.
It would have to be Captain America for me.
Ooh, see, he was my fifth.
Yeah, it would have to be because I just hate the name Captain America.
He would be the ultimate fucking sacrifice, I feel like.
Yeah, he's just too much of a... I don't know. I just hate the whole character. I've always really hated Captain... I hate Captain America and I hate Superman.
Yeah.
It's just altruistic.
The Boy Scouts.
Yeah, that shit is annoying.
I think...
Drop an F-bomb.
I think the writers and the people who... And Chris Evans, too. I think the fact that they've been able to make a character like him enjoyable on screen is... a miracle in itself.
Mm-hmm.
That he did a movie like Winter Soldier, and it was like, wow, this is like, there's like government secrets, and he's on the run, and it's fucking espionage, and holy shit, like,
mm-hmm.
that it's actually enjoyable. Civil War, like, again, like, there's some grit to him that, you mm-hmm. know, like, that is a miracle in itself, because when he first came on the screen, you're like, how the fuck are they going to make Captain fucking America?
Right.
You know, realistic, or at least relatable, you know what I mean? So I think for him to die would be like the ultimate, the dream is over kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck.
Okay.
You know, you kill that motherfucker? Damn, the guy that was trying to bring people together, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Shit.
So we got one more we got to kill off.
Okay, we're not going to do the five.
We're not going to do five rounds. That's agonizing for everybody else on here, right? So if we need to come to consensus. Yeah. Well, I guess that was our consensus pick there.
Yeah.
So I'll just get to pick the guy.
Yeah,
it's going to be War Machine. And it's not because it's War Machine. Fuck. It's because it's Don Cheadle. I don't feel comfortable with Don Cheadle being War Machine.
Yeah.
Being Brody. Isn't that his name? Brody.
No. Do you think that Terrence Howard would
have deserves to be put down. Okay.
Do you think Terrence Howard would have done a better job?
It was a fuck.
I know, right?
I hate Terrence Howard, too.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That whole idea of War Machine is just annoying to me. Like, because he should be a badass. And he's kind of like a sidekick or a clunker. I don't know. And Don Cheadle,
I think
doing
he works in the Iron Man movies, but it's weird seeing him in the Avengers.
It is just painful to watch Don Cheadle.
Hotel Rwanda, you know?
Thank you. Like, Boogie Nights.
Miles Davis.
Motherfucking, what was it, Traffic? All that shit. I mean, he's a
phenomenal actor.
Yeah, and like,
and he's
this
funny too.
Horse shit, whatever they got him doing as War Machine, just get him out. Yeah. I can't take it.
I feel like anybody could play that role the way he's playing it.
Yeah.
Like he shows up, he gets his paycheck and he's there. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not an actor, you know what I'm saying? But the role doesn't give him enough to really do.
You should be War Machine. What if Dave Chappelle was War Machine, right? Think about that. Oh, think about how hilarious that would be.
Well, he's got the muscle now.
Ooh, yeah, he's been jacking it.
By the way, a side note, those new specials
brilliant.
Are amazing.
Brilliant.
I mean, to the point where it's almost not even like stand-up anymore. It's like, don't worry, we're not going to pick that up. It's not even stand-up anymore. It's almost like the motherfucker's preaching, and it's just, it's money. You know what I'm saying?
Telling.
It's truth telling. You know what I mean?
But that's what a good comic is able to do.
It doesn't have to be, right,
you know, that shit.
But I'm just saying, like, his first special, you know, back in the day, compared to even, like, maybe some of his later ones, even some of the ones you can see on YouTube, like, compared to now...
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. Like, the guy was busy. He might have been away for a few years, not in the limelight, but he was busy.
Yeah.
Like, he was fucking writing. You know what I mean? It's very clear.
These movies really don't have a whole lot of diversity. This genre of movie really doesn't. You know what I'm saying?
Especially Star Wars.
Yeah, there's like three black people
there's
in the galaxy
aliens.
Now.
You know?
Yeah, they got every different kind of alien. But
as far as I know, there's only one black Jedi. And he didn't say, I'm tired of these Jedis on my motherfucking Millennium Falcon. And he should have. You know, they couldn't give him one.
Fucking three. Anyway, but I think that's the one part that I'm torn on it, right? So I'm not like, it's not like I'm just watching this show, like watching these movies with my arms crossed, like, yeah, I don't see no black people in this motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? That's not really what happens. It's like, because I get caught up in it, right? And then they're so popular.
Yeah.
But, like, if you do take a step back and look at how, you know, well, I guess the mood has kind of shifted. Because last year was all about, you know, it's not enough diversity in Hollywood.
Right.
This year it's all about groping women.
Right.
Not to make light of it, you know? I just think
but they
it's kind of a little overboard.
But they kind of took the limelight. You know what I'm saying? The transgenders were trying to get it back, and then the hashtag MeToo is trying to get it back. So, and then the Black Lives Matter kind of got swept under the rug.
It did. But, like, it's frustrating, man, because these movies
Says
are
the
really enjoyable. The movies are enjoyable, but they really do make it that much harder to kind of, like, I guess, get in on this billion-dollar genre of movie. You know what I mean?
I think when we reviewed Rogue One, I think one of the points I talked about was, because we do the casting call from the show.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes we'll recast roles, and sometimes we'll switch ethnicity, race, whatever. Sometimes we'll just switch genders, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking about how, you know, with the Rogue One cast, they actually did a pretty good job of assembling a pretty diverse cast.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, it was the first time I saw two Asians in major roles, like that, in that kind of a movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Forrest Whitaker was around, you know, he pops up, you know. And then they had a female lead for once, which was kind of refreshing in that kind of a movie again.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? Because in the other Star Wars movies, you got Princess Leia, and she hits somebody with a blaster once in a while, but it's not really doing a whole lot. She's more like, she's yelling at Chewie's poor. You know, she's yelling at Chewie all the time, and that poor motherfucker's just like, you know, oh, and she's just fucking, get this walking carpet out of my way.
That was your Chewie impression?
It's kind of similar to...
You've been doing this show for a while, Nick.
I'm a Comic-Con.
Maybe you should just move along.
I'm a Comic-Con, okay? I'm conning the shit out of this thing. But I thought that was kind of refreshing. But you're right. Like, a lot, most of the time, almost all the time, it's completely devoid, especially in the Star Wars universe. I mean, it's all old British people.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, is that the future?
I thought it was a long time ago.
Exactly. Is that the pen?
So maybe there just weren't any black people in the universe back then.
Oh, who yeah. knows? They were all hanging out in Wakanda.
What? Oh, yeah. How I miss this.
I know you do. I know you miss it. That's why you're here.
Yeah. And it's good to hear the sound of my own voice from time to time. And even more importantly, to see if you can, you know, piss anybody off based on some of the views that I've expressed today.
Well, you know, as Richard Pryor said, you didn't decide when you got here. And you damn sure as hell don't get to decide when you leave.
Right.
So you might as well throw some sunshine in your face.
Okay. Wait. Thank you.
You know?
I actually don't remember him saying that.
Because life's a bitch, you know? And then we die.
Yeah. You know? Is that your Richard Pryor voice?
Well, I didn't want to do the voice.
I think you should try. You can try Chewie. Let's see you do.
When I did Will Smith, it was like...
Oh, nobody gives a shit about Will Smith. Fuck that guy. And his kids.
Because he did...
Can they go too? Even though he's not even in the whole genre of Avengers.
Can we talk about that too? Can we talk about that one quick second, by the way? You got to put your kid in a movie and now he's got to pop up everywhere? Get the fuck out of here, okay? He's horrible. He sucks, okay? Mm-hmm. And Jada Pinkett Smith, she used to be so fine. You know what I'm saying?
She's still pretty fine.
I don't know, man.
Look like she could use some meat, though. I'm tired of people getting all tight in the face because they eating beet juice and cut out meat all day. Man, fuck you.
Right.
Have some meat. Have some meat. You need some protein, man. Your skin looks too tight.
Eat a chicken burrito.
Yeah.
Who are you? You know?
I'm a guy. I'm a guy that eats meat.
Oh, man, just trying to make ends meet.
Yeah.
So,
how do you usually wrap these things up, Nick?
Usually I say a little something like, well, thanks for coming here, first of all. Thanks for driving down, seriously.
Well, yeah. Oh, by the way, on the way down here to this sunny part of...
Blop, blop.
I saw this massive Confederate flag just waving.
I know.
Proudly.
I know.
In the wind on the way down here. And, yep, that happened.
It's hilarious, isn't it?
Not at all.
I know.
Particularly how close it was to your house, Nick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. It is in the same county.
Yeah. No, the drive down is good. You know, we should do this more often.
We
you
should, man.
We should do it
sorry there was a misinterpretation on what you were here to do.
Well, it's okay.
You know, we have. I should have checked that with Claire, the receptionist. She's new.
Well, you can't fire her.
No, I can't because she's half.
Well, yeah.
Huh? And she's gay, so it'd be a double threat.
Jesus. Okay. God, we have to make two hires.
Thank you.
Absolutely. I hope I didn't throw off the vibe of your show.
No, this has been good. You know, we don't always cast a movie. We don't always talk about a movie. Sometimes we just, like I said, we just talk about shit that matters.
Right.
We talk about shit that's fun.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? We talk about shit that we care about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, if we offended anybody about anything that we talked about Comic-Con related,
uh-huh.
I like to remind people that it's just fiction. You know what I mean? So if you're listening to this and you're thinking, you're driving your car, you're thinking, oh my God, what the fuck are they talking about? Why don't I just pull this over real quick at 70 miles an hour and careen into another vehicle going 70 miles an hour? Just end this thing right now. Just shift off the mortal coil and call it a day. Mm-hmm. Just remember, at the end of the day, don't do that. Because it's just fiction. Okay?
It's just fiction.
Thanks for listening.